Looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change? Wishing you could keep the faith? Longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
I'm not a temp anymore. I got Jim's old job, which means at my 10-year high school reunion, it will not say Ryan Howard is a temp. It will say Ryan Howard is a junior sales associate at a mid-range paper supply firm. That'll show him.
Barbalicious Perry, my fab producer. Oh, the girl comes up with the best songs and the best sound bites. Welcome. The theme for today. Working for a living, finding a job in this crazy world right now. So anyway, we're going to be chatting about that. Hope everybody had a great week. I can't believe how fast time is going. I know I've talked about this before, but I swear to God, I am like living in dog years because it's been at least a month since I've been behind this microphone. So there you go. I'm going to be making some changes to my website coming up, adding some things. So stay tuned to that. MichelleMorgan.org, Michelle with one L, Morgan.org. And now you can jump on there and you can get information on all the stuff that I do, all the services that I provide. The CSI program, you've heard us talk about that on this show. Pretty amazing process of personal change work that goes really deep. It's pretty profound. It's a process that I developed over the last number of years, NLP based, and I'm even pretty amazed at how it works, to be honest. I have moments when I'm just sitting there going, okay, it is definitely guided by God, no question about it. Life assessment readings are really powerful. That's checking into your family legacies and the foundation of your belief systems, giving you some good, cool information on that so you can start to separate yourself out from those things that don't serve you any longer. Spirit guide connections, those are really fun. And all this stuff can be done on the phone or in person. Spirit guide connections, literally that, connecting to your inner posse, the guides that are hanging out with you, and gives you very detailed information as to who they are, what they're all about, what they're in your life for. And then we do an actual physical exercise where you connect to them and pull their energy into your body. Pretty amazing stuff. So tons of fun. And classes, of course, teaching lots of classes. Taking a little bit of a break over the last month from teaching, but going to be ramping that up again coming up here. So anyway, MichelleMorgan.org. Get all that info on that stuff. And, of course, you can find out more about the radio show that you're currently listening to. Would love to hear from you if there's a topic you want me to cover on this show. Actually, a couple weeks out, we're going to be doing a show that's a listener-suggested topic, so that's pretty fun. So I'd love to hear from you. You can send me an email straight off my website, or you can shoot me a little message on my Facebook fan page. And if you want to get on my fan page, pretty cool discussions we got going on there. It's a nice way for me to connect with people and chat in between shows. You can get onto MichelleMorgan.org and click on the links box. It'll take you straight in and you can get on that fan page. If you love the music on the show, and who doesn't, you can go to iTunes and download the songs. I always list things after the show in the next couple days. You'll get a list of what we played. So, speaking of which, Barbara, darling, can you talk for a sec?
Are you on? There I am. I'm on.
Was that Talking Heads?
No. It's Todd Rundgren, Bang on the Drum All Day.
That sounds so Talking Heads to me.
It does kind of, yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well,
okay, cool.
No,
well,
that, yeah.
Well done. You rock.
Thank you.
You do rock, literally. And we rock because of you.
Yay.
So, we're going to talk about the topic now. We've got some people on the phone line. Oh, yeah. Hello. The number to call, 877-230-3062. Again, that number, 877-230-3062. If you have a question regarding finding a job, give me a call. We're going to be chatting about that today. We're going to go to the phone lines here after the break. But let's talk about what we're talking about, shall we? All right, here's the deal, folks. You can't do things the same way anymore. Have you noticed that? None of us can. It's the microcosm, macrocosm experience. The global, you know, craziness right now is reflected in all of our individual experiences of change. Everybody's going through change, whether they want to or not. We are. And it's a good thing, and it's really challenging, and it's really scary, and it's really painful, and it's really uncertain. The single greatest fear in the human psyche is the unknown. We will cling to the familiar, even if it kills us, just because at least we know who we are when we're in the familiar. So that's kind of the theme right now. Not even kind of. It is the theme. Planetarily, it's the theme. And then literally, astrologically, it's been the theme for a number of years now. But it's really... it's really pretty amazing to see it. You've heard me all talk about this stuff before. I'm going to reiterate several things. First of all, you don't have to like how things are going right now. You don't have to be happy about it. You don't have to feel comfortable. In fact, you shouldn't feel comfortable, because the only time we change is when it gets uncomfortable. But don't question the doubts that you're having, and don't question the fears that you're having. Don't go into them if you can help it. And class, what do I always tell you? What's the number one tool and resource to prevent going into the fear? Class? Anyone? Anyone? Bueller? God. God's the answer. No kidding you. How many of you are used to just making things happen, like over the last number of years, or even, you know, last 10 years? You just, you know, you decided you wanted something and you went out and you made it happen, especially around a job. You went out and you applied for jobs and you interviewed and you made it happen. Well, I don't know if you're noticing right now, but it's not working that way. Sure doesn't seem to, anyway. So the key factor right now is you have to do it differently. And doing it differently requires doing it from a spiritual perspective first. There has to be that spiritual foundation. It's not about you going out and getting a job. It's about you being open to God guiding you to the perfect job. And one of the things that I'm seeing really strongly with people right now is this huge reaction to the fear. We're in a, you know, the tail end of the recession. Such mixed messages. We're being told on one hand the recession's over, and on the other hand, everybody's still hanging on to their purses, and nobody's spending money, and companies are downsizing still. And it's, you know, it's really kind of freaky. So the attitude that's out there is it's really hard to find a job. It's really tough. This is a really challenging market. Okay. Yeah, it is, from a human place. There's two laws that you can operate from. Two, only two. All right. The human law of karma, which is the law of cause and effect, or the law of grace. That's God's law. And the law of grace transcends the law of karma every single time. Those two laws also correspond with the two energies, the only two energies that there are in the world, love or fear. Give you two guesses which fits with which, okay? Law of karma is a fear-based law. That doesn't make it a bad thing. It's just the way it is. It's a fear-based law. We do things out of the fear of other things happening. We want to avoid or move away from fearful things. And the law of love, which is the law of grace, moves towards and has tremendous faith and really believes that God's going to deliver, because God's promises are built upon a rock, kids. So, really crucial right now, what I'm seeing is people acting out of this fear, and they're in this place of, I just need to get a job. And they'll take anything, because the fear of it, you know, people are lucky to have a job because so many people are out of work and blah, blah, blah. And it, again, there's a truth to that. There's a human truth to that. There's a logical truth to that. But what it's going to require is to go to a deeper place, to go to a place of faith. It's more important than ever before to go after what you desire rather than just grabbing onto anything because you fear living in a cardboard box and eating out of a dumpster. You got to be in control of your process on this one. And that is absolutely going to require the prayer stuff, the visualization stuff, everything that we've talked about over the length of this program for the last number of months. Don't give in to the fear to the best of your human ability. And that is going to require God. And here's the cool thing. As great as the challenges are, that is pretty much the tip of the iceberg of how amazing the manifestations are right now. So there's some quick little tools I'm going to give you, and I'm going to just reiterate the fact that these are behavioral tools, okay? These are the things that you can do to incorporate a little bit of magic into your process. I'm also going to say, like I always say, you got to take a look at your belief systems. If they're getting in the way, you're going to want to do some work around that. So write out the kind of job you want to the best of your ability, as detailed as you possibly can. When you wake up in the morning, what's it going to feel like when you go to work? Okay, what's the environment? What are the people like? Is it, are you in an office? Are you traveling? Are you going to different meetings? What does it look like? Play with it. Write it out. Don't just think about it. It spins in your head when you think about it. Write it out. It's like a contract between you and God. I will be posting all of this stuff on Facebook either today or tomorrow or within the next several days. But here's what you're going to write at the top of that page when you're writing out what you want. I give thanks that I now easily and joyfully manifest the following. Very important. You're going to write it out as if you already have it. I give thanks I now have da-da-da-da-da. You can bullet point everything, or you can write it out in a big essay form. At the bottom of the page, you're going to write, this or something better now manifests for me at the perfect time, in God's own wise and perfect ways. Thank you, God, for answered prayer. No kidding. Writing a contract between you and God is extremely powerful. Then you want to go back and change that. You want to play with it. You want to add to it. Change it as you feel guided to. Spend some time and energy on it, weekly or however many times you want. But keep mojoing it, basically. And then when you're doing your prayer stuff and your visualization stuff, you're paying attention to what you wrote down on that list. Here's another great little tool. This one's a ton of fun, and it's really powerful. Write a letter to the angel of your perfect job. The Sufi have a saying. They say that every blade of grass has its own angel bending over it, imploring it to grow, grow. Isn't that fun? So everything's got an angel. Trust me on this one, darlings. Angels are really, really powerful, and they're instantaneous action, I'm telling you. So write a letter to the angel of your perfect job. Literally, to the angel of my perfect job, or to the angel of my perfect career. Or if you want, you can do a little research into the archangels and pick the one that's appropriate. That's tons of fun too. So write that letter in positive language, lots of, you know, perfect this and perfect that, etc., etc., exactly as you want it. Sign it, date it, and put it somewhere special. Tuck it into your Bible, place it on your altar. Put it in your sock drawer only if your sock drawer is special to you. You want to put that thing somewhere that matters. All right, here's another little tool. Act as if. This is a fun one, too. I always tell people if they want to buy a new car, you go out and buy a keychain first. You want to buy a new house? You go buy a painting or some small piece of furniture that you can put in that house, and you visualize it in that house. To act as if you got the perfect job, get something small to put on the desk in that corner office with the view that you're going to have. Or go get a new briefcase or something that you would use or utilize in that new job. Buy a inexpensive but really cool piece of jewelry or some article of clothing that you're going to wear, and do it very deliberately. The whole point of that is intention, folks. Intention is everything. If you do those types of things deliberately, it's the same thing as sympathetic magic. We have talked about this in the past as well. Sympathetic magic was what our ancestors did. It's the oldest form of corporeal magic, writing, painting cave paintings. Cave paintings were the first instance that we know of sympathetic magic, where you're actually doing something to draw the thing to you. Acting as if creates the momentum to draw this thing to you. Bible says, act as though ye have faith, faith will be given unto you. And acting as though you have faith of getting a new job is acting as though you've already got the job. So, another very cool thing, vision boards, those are tons of fun, also known as prayer wheels, wheels of fortune, etc. They're posters, basically, with pictures of things that you want. So, colored poster board. Make sure you use colored poster board. Do some research on color magic if you want, or just pick a color you're drawn to, bright that evokes a good feeling to you. Use colored pictures. Black and white pictures, going to get black and white results. So use colored pictures. And again, pictures that evoke the feeling of what you want. You know, smiling, happy people. This is important stuff. Be careful what you put on the board. You want to be conscious of it because you'll be amazed at how quickly you'll manifest something. And include affirmations and, most importantly, a picture that represents God in the center of that picture, in the center of that poster or up on the top. And it can be literally a biblical picture, you know, the cross or a Bible or Jesus or whatever. Or it can be the sun streaming through the clouds, whatever evokes God for you. But you want that picture in the center or on the top because God's the one that's going to make this happen for you. Don't crowd the board. Don't layer it like in an artful collage because you get crowded, chaotic results. So spread them out, put the affirmations on there, and then hang that thing where you're going to see it every day and do some prayer work over it. And then when you feel like you're done with it, which is a really weird experience, but you'll know when it happens, you just feel like you're done, then you just put it away and trust that your order has been placed and is in process. So I'm going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to give you some very cool prayers to work with, and we're going to go to the phone lines. We got some people lined up, and we're going to rock and roll. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer. Don't go away.
With your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
If you've got a question for Michelle, give us a call here at 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062.
Action is made.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Need to work, but hidden in my buddy's got me feeling like a jerk. $100 condo, $200 rent. I get a check on Friday. I'm working for a living.
I'm gonna have to drag you kicking and screaming, Arna.
We're back. Favorite little soundbite from everybody's favorite angel, Earl from Saving Grace. And of course, Huey Lewis before that. All right, we're going to go straight to the phone lines. I'm going to give out some prayers here before the next break. So we're going to go talk to Jennifer, calling from London. Jennifer, are you there, honey?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So what's going on, darling?
Well, recently I got certified as a life coach.
Good for you.
And I was wondering if you could give me any guidance, I guess what my guides are saying, about the best ways that I can market myself and build this practice so that I can leave my day job and do this type of work full time.
You bet. What are you astrologically?
Cancer.
A Cancer girl. How old are you?
Yeah. What's that?
How old are you?
38. Well, I'll be 39 at the end of June.
Okay. So you're coming up to a relatively pivotal chronological time frame. You're coming into the goddess phase. Between 40 and 60 is when the woman is very, very juicy in the world and can make a whole lot of things happen. So it makes a lot of sense that you've done this, you've set yourself up for this, you know, pretty profound change in your life, career path-wise.
Yeah, definitely.
Your day job feels okay to me. I mean, it definitely feels, you know, like it's not destroying you, but it's definitely not where your heart lies. So
no, not at all. Yeah. Some days it destroys me. I think the thing is I've tried to make enough peace with it so that it doesn't destroy me while I try to do this on the side.
You bet. And so the more you focus on this new path, obviously, in some ways it'll make the day job easier. In some ways it will make the day job actually more difficult because you're going to want to spend less time there, kind of a thing. But honestly, what I'm looking at is like your guides are kind of like, don't, you know, just don't worry about things. Just keep focusing on the direction that you're headed in. So, first of all, you got to do a little work on recognizing how good you are at doing the coaching. My sense is you're a little bit, you're a little bit hard on yourself. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I want you to really be paying attention to how good you are. You're extraordinarily intuitive, first of all. And I think you have a tendency to second guess that quite frequently. Is that fair?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is that I know that I'm really intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably just second guessing my ability, maybe.
Amen. Yeah. So knock it off, girl. I want you to own your abilities, truly, completely own them, because that's going to be one of the many things that makes you stand out from other people doing that kind of work, is that you're going to be able to really empathically understand what your clients are all about. And that's going to just give you, you know, just give you that much more ability to steer them in the right direction. So it's interesting because I do feel like there's a networking opportunity coming, and it feels like a group of some sort. Is there some I don't even have a good language for this. It feels like they meet maybe once every quarter or once every couple months or something and come together and kind of share information. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, but I don't know. I've actually been looking for something like that.
Okay. Well, that's coming. That's coming.
So, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So keep your eyes open. I'm getting really strongly. That's probably in place in the next 6 weeks. But now that's not the be all end all. That's not the only place. But what I like about that is I feel like it's going to put you in connection with a couple of specific people who are going to have some really great ideas. And the other thing that's coming is are you going to do any kind of teaching with this?
Well, that's another thing I was thinking about, was doing some workshops. Kind of get the word out there.
Amen, girl. I would tell you, I would put you in straight into that as soon as you can, actually.
Okay.
And my feeling is that somebody that you hook up with in this networking group, you may even actually be doing something with, or you guys may be going in cooperatively on a workshop of some sort, combining your talents, which feels actually really fun. You are going to be really good. You're an interesting creature because it feels to me like you're very much a social person. Like you do really well in group situations and collaborating with other people and brainstorming with other people. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, you are definitely a lone wolf at times. So
yeah, I'm a combination.
You are a total combination, which actually is brilliant. I mean, that's you can't lose, kid, because you got the best of both worlds there. So take advantage of both of those things. Be really open. Trust your instincts. Be really open to God putting you in the perfect connection with people that you can do the cooperative thing with. I don't see business partnership so much as I see cooperation and, you know, coming together for specific events or what have you, and supporting each other in that. And then you very definitely doing your own thing. I think personally, I think the best thing that's going to happen for your business is word of mouth. That's really what comes up here. Now, that's not to say that you shouldn't do any kind of advertising, but I would tell you don't seek that right now. Go first for this networking group. Second, and very more importantly, go to the teaching the workshop thing. That feels like that really ramps up in the fall, which, you know, is pretty typical anyway. Summers can be difficult. To run classes and stuff because people's schedules are so goofy. But everybody starts to kind of settle down about, you know, even early August, mid-August, people start to look towards that idea of, you know, school, basically, is really energetically what it's about. So that actually feels really good. 2011 comes up as a very expansive time. And at the same time, don't have an expectation that you're going to have that you're going to know exactly what this is going to look like in 2011. There's going to be things that are going to continue to morph and change. I'm getting pretty strongly by 2012, anywhere between early 2012, like April, May, up to your birthday of 2012, that's when things really get cemented, and I see you in a very specific foundational place with it, and that feels great. So, so give yourself another, you know, give yourself another little while here to experiment, play, expand, try some things. You'll have some bumps. You'll do some things. You'll teach. I guarantee you, baby girl, you're going to teach a couple classes where either nobody shows up or the audience just sits there and you're like, hello, is there anybody home? You know, don't worry about it. Just do your thing. This is the time to hone your craft, basically. It's really interesting. You come up as both the high priestess and the magician side by side.
What does that mean?
Well, that's an incredible powerhouse combination of there's your social thing, the networking thing. There's that alone pioneering thing. The magician is the one that goes out in the world and presents himself and makes things happen. The high priestess is more behind the scenes. She's the one that's bringing in the energies and connecting things. So you've got a killer combination. You really do. And I think your greatest challenge, honestly, is going to be questioning your abilities intuitively in particular, and then also just being supremely hard on yourself. You know, perfectionism is a great thing, but there's a fine microscopic line that we can cross with perfectionism. Notice I say we.
Yeah.
Because I'm speaking from experience on this one, where perfectionism paralyzes you. You know, it just stops you dead in your tracks because you're afraid to do something. You know, oh no, here's the thing. Go out and fail. Go out and make tons of mistakes. Do it. Go out there and make mistakes proudly.
Yeah, I've been working on that a lot lately. I mean, especially the past year, about letting myself do stuff even if I don't feel like I'm ready.
Right on, girl.
Just do it anyway.
And as you're talking, you know what card just fell out of the deck as I was shuffling?
What's that?
The courage card.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there you go. You are establishing your courage and give yourself, I tell you to celebrate a little bit, kid, because I think you're doing a great job. And then the final card for you is passion. You're following your passions. It's crucial. And I said that at the beginning of this show, more important than ever to go after your desires because that's God asking to be expressed through you. So you got a one-way ticket to success on this as long as you let God guide the way for you.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I'm excited for you, kiddo. I really am. I'm really excited for you. Yeah, no, I am.
I'll keep you updated.
Please do. Yeah, I want to hear from you. So good luck, okay?
Thank you very much.
Take care. Okay. Thanks for calling. Cool beans. Jennifer in London. You rock. All right. We're going to Elizabeth in Washington, D.C.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, baby. How are you?
Could be better.
Oh, honey girl. I know, that's really a loaded question coming from a psychic, isn't it? How are you? So what's going on, girl?
Well, I do as you suggest, and I applied for this. It was a lobbying job, and the guy that I met with, he seemed interested. He sat on my references. I popped over at an uninvited at an event where I met the next person in line that I would meet.
Okay.
And I don't know what's going to happen. Do you think I would get that job? They said, oh, yeah, we'll call you next week. We're going to call you next week.
Okay. So here's the number one rule right now, and this is true for anybody out there trying to find a job. Do not put your eggs in any one basket at all, okay? So, and that's not to say that it's that you don't have a right to get excited about something or wonder about it, and I'm not saying I'm not going to take a look at it. I am, but I'm telling you the most important thing right now, kiddo, is you go to these interviews, you apply, and then you are on to the next one immediately. This is the same thing as the publishing industry. One of the things that happens when you write a book is you go through postpartum depression after you've published it. And, you know, you send it out and, actually even after you finish the manuscript and you're sending it out trying to get it published, you're just in this place of waiting for somebody to get it. No, you send it out and then you get started on your next manuscript. You just get started on something new because that's where the faith piece has to come in. And if you're hanging on tooth, claw, and nail to the thing that you've just done, then if it's the wrong thing, you're going to get all tangled up in it. And God cannot guide you to the thing that's going to be in your best interest if you are grabbing on to every little breadcrumb as you're following the trail. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. This is a trail of breadcrumbs, kiddo. You're not going to starve, I promise you. All right. And the next breadcrumb is not the last breadcrumb. Okay. So just trust it. Just grab the breadcrumb and keep going. So here's the thing. There's a little bit of a funkiness about this company, and I feel like they're going through a lot of changes. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, I think they hired some new people, or they can't fill this job.
All right, feels like a lot of restructuring that's taking place. So there's a lot of chaos, is what it feels like to me. And I also get the sense that whoever's sort of at the top of the heap in this company is doing a lot of fear stuff and kind of doing a little bit of an ego dance as well. So there's just a little bit of weirdness and that's filtering down to. It's kind of like I feel like the people who are in charge of hiring are kind of sitting in a room scratching their heads going, we're not quite sure what the big boss wants here. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah,
okay.
It does.
So isn't that funny? Here's the microcosm, macrocosm, because I'm telling you, I'm seeing a lot of people sitting around scratching their heads going, I'm not sure what the big boss wants, meaning what does God want from me right now? Okay, well, here's what God wants. God wants you to be happy. God wants you to have everything that your heart desires, but you have to be willing to be in the process with God, and that isn't, you know, that isn't always an easy thing. So I would tell you flat out, do not put your eggs in this particular basket. I'm not going to say I don't like this company. Here's what I don't like about it. I don't think that they're going to be solid in the way they're doing business till probably October.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then
what?
Maybe is there something else coming up?
Are you looking?
Yes, I throw everything out. I feel like it's a black hole out there.
Okay,
then resume out.
I am gonna admonish you, darling girl, and I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you, you've got to shift your energy on this one. You really do, because when I'm talking to you, I'm choking on the fear here. I'm choking on the when's it gonna happen? Oh my God, you know I got to make something happen. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, relax. God can't have anything to do with this process if you are all tangled up in it. I'm not kidding you. God's up there with his hands in the air going, oh, baby girl, I want to help you. I want to help you. So relax and trust. And I'm not kidding you. Faith is not an easy thing. Please, everybody listening, don't for one second think I'm saying, oh, all you have to do is trust in God. Are you kidding me? I am constantly having conversations with God. I am constantly asking God to heal my disbelief, to plug me back in, to help me have faith. The world's a scary place right now. It just is. Yeah. And we all have a responsibility. We have to be willing to do the work on our own issues so that we're not in that place of fear. And I got to tell you right now, the cards that are coming up here, we got stagnation and dullness. We have the devil's card. These are cards of literally being completely tangled, like gripping really hard. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And sweetie, I'm not saying that this is easy to do. Okay. I'm not going, oh, for crying out loud, get your act together. I'm telling you, it's a scary time right now, but you got a choice. And you've got to do the prayer stuff. You have to be willing to turn this over to God. That's all I can tell you. I mean, tell me if that makes sense or not.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
So that means nothing's popping up.
Means what do you mean nothing's popping up?
I mean for a while.
No. Why do you say that? That's an interesting
entanglement.
No, you're right. You're right. If you stay tangled, oh, absolutely. You stay tangled, this thing could play out for a year. I'm not kidding you. You could push this thing forever. Who knows? So it's up to you. But what I will tell you is potential, and that's what a reading is. It's just potential based on what you decide to do with it. If you will get yourself untangled, if you will stop being so fearful about this to the best of your human ability, when you go into the fear, you immediately turn it over to God. That's when you immediately say, Lord, please heal my disbelief. I have faith in you, you know, et cetera, et cetera. God's in charge and all is well. Whatever you need to say. And I'm going to be giving you all some prayers here before we go to the next break. But you got to do that when you're in that place of fear. If you're praying a million times a day, that's great, okay, to keep yourself out of that lock-in. And if you're willing to do that, if you're willing to really, really do that, you are not going to be unemployed, kiddo, beyond the end of the summer. And it's not just a job. See, that's the other thing that I'm concerned about for you. I just pulled the fear card, literally, the card that's titled fear, okay? You're not just going to get any job unless you panic. And then you're going to grab a job and you're going to be miserable because you and I have talked before and you have not been a happy camper in your previous jobs, have you?
Some of them, no. The others, they were great, but okay. They had to end, you know.
Right, exactly. So be willing to manifest the highest and best thing. Perfect takes a little longer. Okay? And I am not kidding you. The entire point of this situation that everybody's going through right now, the global situation, the entire point of it is to push us closer to God. That's it. That's the whole reason we're going through it. And you got two choices. It's happening anyways. You can either kick and scream, as Earl says, or you can be willing to just do the work spiritually and psychologically to stay on track with it. So do me a favor, kiddo, and I want you to just relax a little bit. I want you to play a little bit. I want you to ask God on a daily basis. So here's one of the prayers I was going to give, and I'm going to put this on my Facebook, okay, so you can get it because this is a long one, but I want you to listen to the words of this. Thank you, God, for giving me absolute clarity on the next divine right action that I need to take in order to manifest my perfect job. This clarity comes to me quickly, easily, and in peace. And I give thanks for the willingness to receive it and the courage and the passion to follow it. This or something better now manifests for me. Thank you, God, for answered prayer. That, my darling girl, needs to be your mantra. So I'm putting that on my Facebook. And if you need me to email it to you, you send me an email and I'll send it straight to you. Okay? And I want you to say that thing like 20 times a day.
Okay.
Make that your theme and trust that you'll be guided. That's all I can tell you to do here, kiddo. And if you do that, the rewards are going to be off the charts. Okay?
Okay.
All right, sugar. Hang
Great.
In there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Take care. All right, we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Gail in Texas. Michelle Morgan, Living on a Prayer. Stay tuned.
Baby takes the morning train.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense 4-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Joel, thank you. That was an awesome little rendition of Allentown. Great song. All right. We're talking about working for a living, finding a job in this crazy world. Little prayer I want to give everybody. This one's really fun. It's kind of a little jump rope ditty. It rhymes and it's sweet, but it's powerful. Ready? I have a magical work in a magical way. I give magical service for magical pay. Isn't that fun? I have a magical work in a magical way. I give magical service for magical pay. Little Florence Scovel Shinn ditty there. Great little mantra I advise everyone to be using right now. And here's the deal. Those of you who are not employed and are looking for a job and are freaking out, you're in good company, and it's perfectly normal and human of you to freak out, but you got to stop freaking out. You got to trust God on this one. And here's another really powerful affirmation to help you sort of change your perspective. When things happen, you have to be willing to see the good in everything. There's a blessing and a curse in everything, okay? You got to grab the blessing. You got to be open to the blessing so God can give you the blessing easier. And here's the prayer. There is golden good in this experience, and I claim it now. I can't even tell you how many times I've had to say that thing out loud with tears streaming down my cheeks and my teeth gritted because I didn't believe that there was good in the experience. But by golly, I was going to claim it if it killed me. And let me tell you something. You start using these prayers and you start to feel better. That's the whole point. Prayer changes you first, then it changes your circumstances. So use this stuff. There's so many people that I give this stuff to and they kind of roll their eyes and they're like, okay, yeah, but isn't there something else I can do? No, there really isn't. And everything else you do, if you're not doing it with prayer, you might as well not do it. I'm not kidding you. Just go sit down on the couch and watch television. Because if you're not praying, if you don't have God involved, you're going to have a hard time. And things are difficult enough out there. So, all right, we're going to the phone lines. We got Gail in Texas. Gail, you there?
Hello. Yes.
How you doing, babe?
Oh, fine. Hey, I was just wondering, I'm going to be coming up for retirement.
Okay.
And I pray every day.
Good.
And I was just wondering what's in store for my husband and me since he's already retired. He's been looking for a job. Will he find a better job?
Okay. My sense is, as far as your husband finding a job, there's somebody that he used to work with. What did he retire from? What was his job?
The city.
Okay. What did he do before that?
He was a manager.
Okay. It feels like it was the job prior to the city, and it feels like there was someone that he previously worked with who has since gone on to do something else, and I feel like there's a reconnection for your husband with that other gig.
His old boss, probably.
Yeah, that's what it feels like to me. And again, it feels like this gentleman has gone on to do something new. And so I would highly recommend that your husband do a little brainstorming, and anybody that pops into his head from the past, he needs to reconnect with them. He needs to contact them, and just, even if it's just a, you know, hey, how you doing? Thought about you, wondering what's going on kind of a thing. Because it really feels very strongly like the past is resurfacing in a good way. Like it's going to be an opportunity for something, you know, pretty comfortable. What's your husband astrologically?
I'm sorry, what?
What is your husband astrologically? What's his sign?
He's March.
Early March or late March?
The 22nd.
Okay, so he's an Aries. So he's going to want to do something that challenges him a little bit, because my sense is he's going to get bored if he's not doing something that's got a little bit of spark to it. Is that true?
He's always on the go like me.
Yeah, you bet. So have him be open to this other opportunity that's coming in through somebody from the past, and it feels...
I know who you're talking about. I can feel it in my heart.
There you go.
I think I'm supposed to retire in 2 years.
Okay.
What do you see me doing, or will I be doing better, or... doing what I really love from my heart, from God.
Well, that depends entirely, my darling, upon you. Mm-hmm. It really does. Because if what you're doing is coming from your heart and God's asking to be expressed through you, then there's nothing standing in your way of making it happen other than when we get ourselves all tangled up. So you got 2 years. That's awesome. You got 2 years to be really focused on your relationship with God, really strengthening that connection so that he can just easily set you up for what you want to do. And my sense is that, you know, like everybody else, the only thing that's going to stand in the way of that is you getting fearful about, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? You know, what's going to happen is in God's hands, and he's made you want something because he wants to be expressed through you. The word desire means from the Father, literally. That's what that word means. And So the desires that we have are God saying, kiddo, walk in the world for me like this. And so he's gonna guide you to do everything that you need to do, honey, but you got to be wide, wide, wide open to that, okay? So tell your husband to be open to this other opportunity. I'm going to send you guys some angels, do some really solid prayer and visualization on that, and let's see what happens. How's that sound?
But do you see me retiring?
I do. I actually do. Yep. And right about your timeline, too. So, and that's just up now. So trust, but you got to trust the process. And you, again, this is just potential. It's going to be up to you, okay?
So,
you know what, Sugar Bear, we got to jump because I got some other people on the line but I'm definitely going to send you some angels. I'm going to ask all my listeners to send angels, and I know you can handle this. Okay.
Yeah. You know, my heart, you know where my desire is.
I do. So you be good and you let God handle this. Okay.
Okay. Well, pray. I get strong every day.
All right, sweetheart. I will. Thanks for calling. Okay. Bye-bye. All right. We got Susan in Vancouver.
Hello.
Hi, babe. How are you?
It's Christina.
Oh, Christina. Okay. Well, Barb pushed the wrong button. So, hi, Christina in Arizona.
Hi.
How are
you? Good. Thank you for taking my call. And it's so odd that I'm listening to you and everything. I can so resonate to it, but not career-wise, more so my relationship-wise.
Okay, well...
It's because I was in an abusive relationship. I was married to a very abusive man, and it took almost 7 years before I jumped into another relationship, and I feel like I'm constantly being challenged to change in my ways of communication and trusting, and that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Okay.
My boyfriend and I have been together 3 years, and it's been a challenge on both of our parts, and hearing you now, I realize it's to grow together and to change the parts that we needed to change and just to trust. And so that's what I was asking, and I think I get lost in my fear, and right now we're bumping heads, and a lot of it is our communication, and I tend not to be able to convey what it is that I need,
right.
And he takes it defensive because he's very sensitive.
Okay.
Christina? I just want to know my fears.
Christina, babe, honey, chill. Let me talk, okay? We got just a few minutes. First of all, I'm going to tell you, this show's about work. This show's about job stuff. And so, but it's fascinating that you have stepped in with this relationship question, because I'm going to be a little bit of a challenge for you here. What are you astrologically? What's your sign?
Taurus.
Okay. Taurus is notorious for being extremely stubborn and seeing things only the way they see them. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's interesting to me that you're dealing with communication issues in your relationship and you're not listening to what we're talking about on this show, and you're coming in here and you want an answer to something that you want right now. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, and okay. I guess I could resonate because that's keeping me from changing my jobs and stuff.
Absolutely. And it's also absolutely creating the head-banging dynamics you got in that relationship. You are taking this total masculine role. We're talking polarity here. And we've talked polarity a bunch of times on this show. And you're taking this total masculine role. And I actually see you bullying your boyfriend. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you're bullying. You stepped into the show in a bullying position, and that's what you're doing in your relationship. And I'll tell you what, Sugar Bear, that's going to cause you nothing but trouble coming up here. You're a strong woman. You are a really strong woman. I think you underestimate your power. And I would tell you flat out, I'm not saying your boyfriend's totally innocent here, but I will absolutely tell you, you are 100% responsible for your 50% of that equation. And I would tell you flat out, you focus on your 50% of that equation, and then I want you to call me in another month and let me know what happens. I want you to pay attention to how you step into that relationship, and I mean every minute of that relationship, in that defensive posture about needing to get what you want, and you're kind of riding over the top of people. And I would tell you to take a look at that really hard, okay?
And that's going to help me with the job.
It's going to help you. It's going to help you across the board, because I'll tell you who else you're bullying right now. You want to know who else you're bullying?
Myself.
God. You're telling God he's got to look a certain way, and he's up there going, fine, cool, all right, I'm going to give you exactly what you're asking for. I love you, and I wish you'd ask for something better, but I'm going to give you exactly what you're telling me to do. You need to ask God to support you and guide you, and you got to stop doing the bully thing. Kid, you're better than that. You really are. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Sugar Bear. You hang in there.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Susan. In Vancouver, are you there still?
I am still
here. Hi, baby.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
We got to make this super
quick. I know, super quick. Short, I'm a massage therapist, very underemployed, and I'm just listening to everybody, and it all fits with me. So whatever you can tell me.
You bet, honey. What are you astrologically?
Cancer.
Oh, girl. I'm telling you.
Another cancer.
Cancerians are getting their little tushes kicked right now, it seems like.
Yes.
It's a little bit of a... Well,
it's been 2 years.
Yeah, and here's the thing about cancer. You know, they're little homebodies. They like comfort. They like security. So it's a scary world. Scary world right now.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that's getting in your way is I feel like you... there's somebody that you... Somebody that offered an opportunity for you that you were questioning and you hesitated about and you didn't take it. Does that make sense to you?
No.
Okay.
It was kind of the opposite. I did take an opportunity that someone offered me and it didn't feel right and everything just kind of collapsed from there.
Okay. All right. So then here's what I'm getting. That makes sense to this. You need to not fear the next thing that's coming. Okay, because of that experience. I want you to be wide, wide, wide open. There's a lot of blind alleys that people are turning down right now, which is part of that whole breadcrumbs through the forest thing. Mm-hmm. You know, the faith piece is all about sometimes we go, you know, part of the path is going the wrong way, basically. You can't know what you want till you've experienced what you don't want.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I want you to trust that what's coming is a much better situation. And the whole point of it, kiddo, is that you got to trust your instincts. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. You went against your instincts when you took that.
Okay.
Is that you beeping the phone?
No, I someone else here at the house, and I apologize.
That's okay. Somebody's trying to call. You doubted your instincts when you took that other thing, and then it bit you, right?
Yep.
Okay, well, there's a perfect lesson. Don't beat yourself up for it. Don't look at that like a failure, and do not allow that to color your potential to be open to this new thing. Just listen to your instincts more.
Okay.
And you come up as the high priestess. A lot of high priestesses today. I'm serious. So take
I know the deck you're using, and that has come up for me before as well.
Yeah, you rocks. You really do. You have a tremendous connection, but you've got to trust it. So I want you to be open to this new thing that's coming in the next 3-4 weeks, sometime in there. So be open to it and trust your gut, okay?
Will do.
All right, baby
girl. Thank you so much. That has kind of been an affirmation for me, and I appreciate
good.
That.
You hang in there. You're doing great, and it's gonna be this next thing's gonna be a lot better.
Okay,
I promise.
Thank you, Michelle.
All right, sweetheart. You take care.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Bye.
All righty. Awesome. Awesome questions from everybody. Thank you so much, everybody, for calling. Next week's show, the holiday. It's gonna be a repeat. I'm trusting Barb to put on whatever great show she decides to put on. I'm taking a little break. That's going to be fun. And 2 weeks from now, the show on the 7th of June is going to be about polarity in the workplace. So it's a little bit of an ongoing theme about the job thing. We're going to talk polarity in the workplace. And so I want you to call me with your experiences or questions about polarity on your job and with the people you work with. This has been awesome. I hope everybody has a wonderful holiday. And give me a holler on my website if you want me to cover a particular topic. And other than that, we'll keep on keeping on. Thanks, Barb. Awesome show, sweet girl. This is Michelle Morgan. You've been listening to Living on a Prayer. Everybody, take care.
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.